We invite you to approach the end of this room to explore stories of different passengers. People boarded Titanic for many reasons: to start new lives, reunite with loved ones, or pursue personal ambitions. Some even traveled under false names to escape their past or conceal their secrets. The artifacts on this wall, letters, postcards, and personal belongings, offer a glimpse into their journeys. Please take a moment to view the display featuring an original letter written by first class passenger Eric Lind, marked with the official header, "On Board RMS Titanic." You'll also notice a photograph of Lind, a Swedish businessman traveling under the false name Lindgren to escape his creditors. In the letter, addressed to his wife Elsa, Lind marvels at the luxury of the Titanic and shares his hope for a future reunion in Sweden. Tragically, Lind did not survive the disaster. Another notable story is that of Joseph LaRoche, a Haitian second-class passenger who had studied engineering in Paris. There he met his wife Juliette, with whom he had two daughters, as you can see in the family photo. The racial discrimination Joseph suffered in France prevented him from advancing professionally, so the family decided to go to Haiti in search of a better-paying job. Juliette, pregnant at the time, and the girls survived, but Joseph's body was never found. He is believed to have been the only black passenger aboard the Titanic. At the end of the wall, you can see a showcase with a necklace, a pouch, and two keys. These objects belong to Kate Phillips, a 19-year-old shop assistant, and her lover, Henry Morley, a married 39-year-old shopkeeper. Traveling under false names, the couple planned to start a new life together in America. During the voyage, Henry gave Kate the necklace displayed here as a token of his love. When the ship began to sink, Henry ensured Kate boarded a lifeboat, but he was not allowed to join her. In her pocket, she carried the necklace, the keys to her suitcase, and a small pouch. The suitcase remains at the bottom of the North Atlantic Ocean, but the necklace and keys are preserved here as symbols of their story. 9 months after the disaster, Kate gave birth to their child, whose photograph is also displayed. This story partially inspired the fictional romance between Jack, Rose, and the Heart of the Ocean necklace in the film Titanic.